Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Saturday Morning. I give you the Blazing Five, then we bring in RJ Bell. But first, my picks, Blazing Five from yesterday.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Broncos at Bills.
I'll take the Broncos plus 3.5. I like the number here. This is going to be a low-scoring game, and 3.5 is a lot of points. Listen, Denver got off to that bad start, right? They're 0-4. We all sell our stock. But Denver now is a pretty good football team. 19 sacks, which is tied for third in the NFL since week 6. Look at their overall defensive numbers. Top 7 in the stuff that matters. Vic Fangio knows what he's doing. Total defense, pass defense. By the way, since they went 0-4, they're 3-3 in their last 6. They have the number 2 red zone defense, meaning they're going to force you into field goals and not touchdowns. Even if they don't win, I'm betting a number here. I think it's the smart side, one of my favorite picks. I'm going to go Broncos with an upset. Take the 3.5, 23-21.
Giants at Bears.
Like the Giants, I love the Giants. Very quietly, Pat Shurmur, the coach, offensive guy, Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones' first game looked great, then he kind of sputtered around. If you notice Daniel Jones in the last month, since week 8, 9 touchdowns, 1 pick, 107 quarterback rating. We're not paying attention to him because they're a bad team. Like we're not paying attention to Kyler Murray because they're a bad team. Daniel Jones playing pretty good football right now. Giants are coming off a bye. Meanwhile, the Bears, that look like a broken football team to me, they're certainly a broken offense. Anybody notice Khalil Mack? I think Khalil Mack said, I'm out for the year. I'm not giving you my best. I think it's a broken locker room. I think it's a broken football team right now. The Giants off a bye, facing the worst offense in the league. Upset. I'll take New York in the points. 27-24, New York wins straight out.
Raiders at Jets.
Love the Raiders in this game. I'll take Oakland minus 3. First of all, big offensive line advantage for the Raiders. They have one of the better offensive lines in the league. Maybe not Dallas or Pittsburgh, but good. Jets have one of the worst. Sam Darnold's always running for his life. It'll be no difference this week. But I'll tell you what I like about the Raiders. They've had the toughest road schedule in the NFL. And guess what? They've won 5 of 7. On the road, they're averaging more yards per play than any offense in the NFL on the road. They have been road warriors this year. Road is not a problem for them. And yards per play is a huge Vegas stat. The sharps and the wise guys love it, and Vegas is number 1 in the NFL on the road. They're also tied 2nd in the NFL sacks allowed. They don't let you get to Derek Carr. That's why his efficiency numbers are so high. They have 3 capable running backs. I think this is a time of possession game. I think the Jets tend to have more turnovers. I only have to swallow 3. I like Oakland winning here 28-23 in New York.
Seahawks at Eagles.
Seattle plus 1.5. I'm going to take the points here. Seattle's off a bye. The last 6 times they've been off a bye, 5-1. That's the best record in the NFL in their last 6 byes. Seattle has it. Hall of Fame coach gets an extra 4 or 5 days to prepare. Philadelphia lost to Sean Jackson. They have no perimeter speed. I also think Seattle went and got Josh Gordon and Jadeveon Clowney. They are a different team than the team that lost to Baltimore. They've got now a deep threat and an elite guy in space on the outside. Russell Wilson this year, MVP, number 1 in everything that matters. Seattle has also rushed for 100-plus yards in all but one of their games. What does that matter? When you go on the road, you want to take the crowd out of it in Philly. Not making a lot of noise if Seattle's picking up first downs, keeping the ball away from Carson Wentz. Seattle wins 26-23. I'll take the 1.5 in the Hawks.
Cowboys at Patriots.
Mohamed Sanu is out. It's Julian Edelman, 42-year-old Tom Brady, and cross your fingers. I'm going to take Dallas and 6.5. Folks, even if New England wins, this is not a shootout game. It's going to be low scoring. 6.5 points is a ton of points in a game I think could be 24-20. The Patriots' defense has come back down to earth since week 8. Why? Because they're playing quarterbacks who can actually play. They're 31st in rushing yards allowed. They're 11th in total yards allowed. They're 12th in points per game, and the Cowboys are averaging 32 points since week 9, top 3 in the NFL. Again, no vertical threat. Mohamed Sanu out. finally Isaiah Wynn back at left tackle. Don't love their special teams. This, to me, is a low-scoring game. I'm going to call for the Cowboys to add a touchdown late, win straight out, and cover easily. 32-23. I don't care about the New England win streak. Streaks end. Remember, Cam gave New England trouble. Russell Wilson's given him trouble. If Lamar Jackson gave him trouble. Quarterbacks that can move around give Belichick a little trouble. Dak can move around. Easy win for Dallas in New England.
Let's bring in RJ Bell, pregame.com, straight out of Vegas, Fox Sports Radio, 6 to 7 Eastern. Let's start with this. Denver plus 3.5 at Buffalo. Listen, it's going to be a low-scoring game. You can figure the weather. These are two limited offenses, and I'm betting a number here. Denver with over a field goal. Listen, I also think there's some bitterness the way they lost to Minnesota. I think Denver's the best bad NFL team. I'm going to take over a field goal here in what I perceive to be a low-scoring game. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement here. This is a classic wise guy play. Why? Because you've got an underrated team, a team whose scoreboard, whose one-loss record is not all that good, Denver, against a Buffalo team, scoreboard, one loss is really good, except the truth is the wise guys consider Denver to be the better team, literally, over Buffalo. Let's look at DVOA, Football Outsiders. They've got Denver 16, and they got Buffalo number 24. So we're getting over a field goal with the better team, if you believe that. Now, Denver has covered 5 of the last 6 games. So it's like they've been hot lately. Now, we can talk about Drew Locke and this whole idea about what's he going to be, but Brandon Allen, who I was not an optimist about, he's actually been able to execute on the offense that Denver
yes.
wants to run.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, the one concern is how do they react to last week? They led 20-0 at Minnesota, which is very impressive. Then they lost the game. Most amazingly, you will never see this. They got the ball back, Denver did, down 4 on their own 42 with 6 minutes left in the game. 19 play drive, time expires. They couldn't go 60 yards in 19 plays or 6 minutes. So not a great offense, but neither does Buffalo. So I think you're right. This is going to be a close, low-scoring game likely. And Denver plus the points, sharp side.
I'm going to take the Giants plus 6 at Chicago. First of all, I think Pat Shurmur, there could be a sense he's coaching for his job, real urgency with his coaching staff. Daniel Jones, Giants, has gotten in the last month. He's getting better. He can play, and he's getting better and getting better protection. I think the Bears are a broken offense and a broken team right now and a broken locker room. I'm betting a number. I like the Giants plus 6. What do the wise guys say?
Agreement here, and I think there's a sense, oh, Bears, not a great offense last year, not a great offense this year. No. It has gotten so much worse.
Oh, yeah.
In the second half of this season, meaning even the beginning of this year wasn't so bad. Bears have lost 5 of 6 straight up and against the spread. Now, Trubisky, 6 straight games with a QBR under 45. Now remember, QBR is a percentage, so he's a below average quarterback 6 straight games. The team has had no games this entire season with more than 235 passing yards. I mean, this is stuff from the 70s. They had more than 235 in some games. And they're not really running the ball that well. They've rushed for less than the average yards per attempt 7 of the last 8 games. So they're inefficient, the Bears, in every way. It's actually gotten worse. If you look at net yards per play, right, which is a wise guy favorite stat, 6 of the last 6 games they've lost compared to their opponent. They've had a negative net yards per play. On the other hand, you mentioned Daniel Jones, number 17 in QBR, quietly. And last 3 games, 9 touchdowns, 1 interception only. Last thing, love this trend. NFL teams off a bye who have a 4 or greater game losing streak. So they've lost 4 more straight games, and they're on the road. So they're not distracted by the home crowd being mad at them or whatever. Those teams are 22-8. Against the spread. So think about it. Giants have a big, long losing streak. They have a bye. Now they get to go on the road and take care of business. Love the Giants.
Oakland minus 3 at the Jets. I'll take the Raiders. Big offensive line edge. quarterback will be more comfortable. I think they have an offensive efficiency edge. And they've won 5 of 6 one-score games. This is a team that's starting to believe in itself. I think the Raiders are getting better. The first-month Raiders and now are two different teams. And the Raiders have had the toughest road schedule, have a winning record. Jets have had the easiest schedule, road schedule. And look at their record. Now, some of this is Falk mixed in early with the injuries to Sam Darnold. And I do think the Jets' offense is spunky, fun, and can be surprisingly big play because of Darnold. But I think Oakland's a real team here, and I'm going to swallow the 3. What do the wise guys think?
You know, Colin, I'm often asked recently, it's like, well, RJ, you're a national radio host now. Your ratings are up 150% since January. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And they say, why would you still do a podcast with Colin? It's because of moments like this. I get to tell you how square your pick is. Oh, my gosh, this is bad. Now, I get it. You feel bad about the whole idea of, well, I was so against Gruden and I was so wrong. Maybe I got to redeem myself. Yes. No. This is an example. You said it. Jets are underrated because of those Falk games. Yes, that's the quarterback's name. Those games, because of that, the whole season's kind of off if you look at the numbers. But let's look at some other numbers here. This is the biggest road favorite of the Gruden era. Okay, only the second time they've been favored on the road. Now, the Raiders have won 5 of 6 one-score games.
Yes, they have.
So that means in the long run, those are supposed to even out. Additionally, they've scored more touchdowns than field goals by a ratio far above what you would expect from an average offense. So that would regress also. The Jets can stop the run. Literally, since week 8, they're giving up 2.1 yards per rush. The NFL average is double that almost. So Josh Jacobs, I'm not sure what he does. And finally, to me, this is a situation where the points are going to be at a premium, and I expect even the score. I guess my main point finally would be Gruden's not going to be afraid of an old school game. So if they do play that old school game, getting 3 is very valuable. I don't want to lay 3 like you. So disagreement.
I'm going to take Seattle +1.5 at Philadelphia. Greg Cosell has been telling me for the last 3 weeks, Philadelphia is the slowest offense in the NFL. They're very easy to defend, and Seattle, Pete Carroll off a bye, getting points. I also think Seattle is one of those teams with Josh Gordon and Jadeveon Clowney. They brought in 2 real playmakers, one on both sides of the ball. They're not the team that played against Baltimore. I think Seattle's a team you don't want any piece of now. I think they don't make many mistakes. Russell Wilson rarely makes one. Again, off a bye, getting points. I don't think Philadelphia, which has some offensive line issues I worry about, has the pop to win this game. What do the wise guys think?
This is a game I switched on. I was with you a couple days ago. The deeper I dug, I'm on Philly, so disagreement.
Okay, 2-2.
Let's agree with the following. You're right. Seattle's one of the teams, if you look at their whole season, you're probably not getting as good a feel as what the team is today.
Yeah.
And I think Clowney's a good example of that. But I would make the case that's the case with Philly also. If you look at their DVOA last 7 games, they've been good in 5 of those games. And it's only because the games they've lost have been more bigger name games.
Yeah.
They've been because they have had, let's be honest, some really disappointing results, but that's been the premier games. But if you look at the last 7 or so, they've done very well. Now, just pulling up this stat. Yeah. So if you look at the idea of Seattle in their close games, because again, close games, you can say Russell Wilson's going to win those, but the reality is in the long run, almost every team averages out about half their close games they win, half they lose. Well, this season, Seattle is 7-1 in close games.
Yeah.
Think about this. They're an 8-2 team. They've outscored their opponents by 21 points. So how can you outscore your opponents by 21 points and have 6 more wins than you do losses? So I think in general, this is a matter of Philadelphia. Maybe this is for their season. They're extra motivated. Seattle's motivated too. They're off a bye, but Seattle's just not as good as their record. We're laying less than a field goal. Philly is the sharp side.
I'm going to take Dallas. Mohamed Sanu is out, meaning it's basically Julian Edelman, no deep threat, B running backs, and Isaiah Wynn's back at left tackle. I think it's a low-scoring game with New England and Dallas. 6.5 feels too big. I know Belichick versus Jason Garrett is clearly the disadvantage, but I think 8 of the top 10 players in this game are now Cowboys. Outside of the secondary, they have the better unit. You know, it's not going to be snowing. We don't have a blizzard here. And I just, this really comes down to a simple thing. If New England wins, I think it has to be low scoring. They're not averaging much. This is not a very good running team. The offensive line's got a backup at center left tackle. Their special teams now are a little enigmatic on a third kicker. Brady's been snippy at press conferences. Mohamed Sanu again out. I think it, if New England wins, it feels very 23-20 to me. Dak tends to keep the Cowboys close. They don't get blown out much. I'm going to go Dallas plus 6.5. What do the wise guys think?
You know something, I agree with you in this regard about the offense with New England, but I cannot play Garrett over Belichick, so disagreement. Okay. And let me tell you, you've had a lot of people work for you over the years.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one of those guys that no matter what, or gals, there was going to be a situation where their car broke down,
or their mom's in town?
This is the Garrett situation, where we're going to, on Monday, we're going to all be saying, how did Dallas lose that game? And if any team wins the games they're not supposed to, it's Belichick. If there's any team that loses the games they're not supposed to, it's Dallas and Garrett. So you're right. If you look at the stats and you say to yourself, well, Brady, if you look at him since the first three games, since then, 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. So nothing special there. His QBR is number 15. Running the ball, only 2 of 10 games has New England had more than 3.5 yards per carry. So they can't run the ball. But remember we talked about Seattle? They 8-2, outgained opponents or outpointed by 21. New England's outpointed their opponents by 179. So how are they doing it? I don't know, but I know this. New England at home, 20-0 straight up last 20 games. New England against the spread, 16-4. So you're going against Belichick with Garrett in a 16-4 spot. Good luck.
Finally, the bonus pick. I like road teams this week. I like Denver, the Giants, Raiders, Seattle, and Dallas. So clearly I'm on the road teams. I would probably take Baltimore minus 3.5. I think the Rams, there's a Todd Gurley is a not the same back. I still think the interior of their offensive line is below average. Baltimore's just one of those hot, healthy teams that believes in themselves. There's something in that room. They're blowing out teams. I would probably go Baltimore. Bonus pick, what would the wise guys say?
I think a lot would agree with you. I'm going to disagree, and here's why. First off, let's give Baltimore an amazing compliment. In the last 4 games, and it doesn't feel arbitrary, this is since they got Peters and also Jimmy Smith is back, cornerback. Since then, maybe the best 4 games we've seen in 5-10 years in the NFL. I'm not over-exaggerating. If you just look at the ATS margin, they have been plus 92 points in 4 games. I mean, you just don't see that. They haven't had one game closer than 17 points within the spread. So why not play them? Well, this line is starting to really account for that. You might think road favorite, it's only 3. That means Baltimore would be a 9-point favorite at home. Boy, that doesn't seem cheap. Finally, let's give Mike Lombardi credit, X's and O's guy, is the teams that Lamar's going to struggle against can get pressure from the middle. Because what's happened is Lamar's, if you get pressure from the end, he loops inside of the ends, but outside of the interior lineman, thus he gets out of the pocket. If you get pressure up the middle and the linemen on the outside don't have to rush up the field, that's tougher on a running quarterback. To me, that makes me think, wow, finally a defense that might be able to do something against Lamar. By the way, if Lamar dominates this Rams defense, it's going to be a great sign.
Pregame.com's RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio, 6 to 7 Eastern. Have a great weekend, RJ.
Thank you.